If you ever have a conversation with Joe Namath, or if you ever have a conversation with Julius Erving, okay, you know what they have an affinity to? It means a lot to them. For Joe Namath, what means a lot to him and meant a lot to him was the AFL. What Julius Erving will tell you means a lot to him, meant a lot to him, was the ABA, the alternate league. And when the Jets won the Super Bowl and beat the Colts, Namath says this was for the entire AFL, the rival league. Now, Erving wasn't in that sphere, right, of the ABA champion playing the NBA champion. He didn't. By the time the two merged, the Nets then, one of the first things they did was they traded him to the Sixers. But the ABA meant something to him. And he'll tell you about that. He will tell you about that, that it means something to him. And so that now goes to Liv, where, guess what? It, quote, means something to them. And those are some of the parallels. At some point, they're going to have to get through this. And it may be that Greg Norman has to get out of the way. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you how it needs to play out. But in 1966, when the NFL and AFL finally merged. Okay? Finally announced a merger. They didn't then get together till 1970. In 1970 is when the NFL took off. The NBA went through this period of the ABA, the red, white, and blue ball, which actually was pretty cool. Right? But it finally took off when the two got together and merged in 1976, and then Bird and Magic came on together. Okay? It wasn't the same with the WHA and the NHL, but at least the WHA and NHL, when they finally merged, and the Oilers, Whalers, Jets, and Nordique joined, and they ended the battle with the WHA, at least stabilized the NHL. And that's what they'll need to do. And then we'll go to a topic that obviously the suit would be very familiar with. He loves IndyCar, right? And IndyCar had that split with the Indy Racing League, IRL. And you had Mario Andretti not racing at Indianapolis. Really? Was it racing at Indianapolis? And that happened for a long time, and to be honest with you, Indy Racing never recovered from it because the split was long and was deep. Okay. And so, at some point, this needs, quote, to be solved. But I don't know when it's going to be solved. But they need to solve it. I don't know when they're going to solve it, but they need to solve it, to be honest with you. So I don't think it's ridiculous. I think that part of what's going on is that is there's still the split, and it does, you know, and notice how the PGA Tour's made a lot of adjustments to what's going on because they knew they had to. There's no getting around it. So it's not like they haven't realized they've got a problem, because guess what? They do have a problem. But what's good about it is it gives you more content. I love it.
Yeah, sometimes with this material presents itself. And Greg Norman, once again, has done that.
His dislike for the PGA Tour, or the battle he has with the PGA Tour, is so deep-seated, it's stunning.
It's childish, to be quite frank, in my opinion.
Well, I don't know. Again, I don't know what it is. I think you've got to actually, like, walk a mile in his shoes to know what it is. I don't know.
I only say that because this plan to have all the LIV golfers stay just to see if there's a LIV winner from in the Masters this weekend, and they're all going to, like, apparently, like, crowd around him and, you know, whoo, and, you know, as I said before, kind of act like a frat house. Now we're getting into,
but
to me, what's taken away from golf etiquette, and that's not good. And I'm no golf etiquette expert by any means, but I definitely know crowding around and jumping up and down, doing a mosh pit on 18 when a LIV golf wins at the end of the tournament is not golf etiquette.
Okay. Look, I just went through what the AFL-ABA thing and what it means. In other words, it doesn't matter if they stay around. They're not going to jump and run on the green. That's not what's going to happen. If Brooks Koepka wins the tournament, that's not what's going to happen. But as he comes off the green, the group is going to be there. That's what they're talking about. Okay? Yeah, they're not going to run on the green and go, oh, I mean, this is not the this is not the the Ryder Cup, okay? It's not what this is. But as he leaves, in other words, you'll see that whomever wins the Masters, there'll be a lot of former Masters champions waiting to greet the champion as he goes toward the clubhouse. That's what it would be.